council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. Then there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2130, filed on behalf of the Evergreen Companies, LLC. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 20 townhomes, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.3817 acres, more or less, lying at the northeast corner of Cedar Neck Road and Fred Hudson Road. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 17, Parcels 72 and 7201. The 911 address is 30733 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing June 14th of this year. At that time, they received a number of information into the record. At that time, they deferred. At their June 28th Planning Commission meeting, they did recommend approval of the application for reasons 1 through 10 and conditions 11A through N. Since then, we've received five letters in opposition to the request. The first is from Marilyn Adams, that they're very concerned about the potential increase in excessive stormwater runoff that will be further created and detrimental to the wetlands on both sides of Fred Hudson Road. And they also have concerns about ongoing traffic issues on Fred Hudson Road that will then impact the Salt Pond Homeowners Association. The second letter is from Anne Marie Brulee, and that she lives in the Bethany Lakes development. And that they're concerned about traffic coming and going from the homes, the campground, and the other areas around Cedar Neck Road, and they all have to go through that subdivision. There's three major developments, a grocery store and a gas station. There's concern about congestion. They're also concerned about the entrance being directly opposite from the bayside at Bethany Lakes, and they have concerns about that. They're also worried about the additional homes and the effect on water pressure and water quality, especially for fire hydrants. So they're concerned about that. And they're also concerned about noise and concerns about the amenities that could be impacted. Another one is from Maurice and Susan O'Neill, that they reside at Bethany Lakes, that they have concerns about the projected growth in the area, that with all the development, the road and utilities remain the same with no expansion. They're concerned about the Seward pumping station that is located directly outside of their owner's entrance on Cedar Neck Road. They're concerned about DLDOT issues and traffic in the area, and they're concerned about the size of the amenities for the development. They believe it's undersized. That is also from her. Warren Stumpf sent an email, and he stated that he had concerns about the area and the infrastructure not being sufficient, the growth that has occurred in the area, traffic concerns, and that it could impact the quality as it's no longer a quiet resort area. And then another one from Robert Liberto, and he's just as a simple comment: how can more townhouses be added when Fred Hudson Road cannot handle the summer traffic as is, and this will continue to affect property values in the area? And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If there are none, Mr. Fuquay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney representing the applicant, Evergreen Companies. With me are Tim Naughton on behalf of the applicant and Ring Lardner from Davis Bowen and Friedel. The aerial? Yeah. And maybe take it in a little bit. Where am I? This is an application for a conditional use for multifamily structures on a 2.38-acre parcel of land located on the northeast corner of the intersection of Cedar Neck Road and Fred Hudson Road. The parcel is zoned MR, medium density residential. And because the Planning and Zoning Commission has already made its recommendation, and we have modified the site plan to incorporate that recommendation that they made, I'm going to explain the original site plan and the changes we made to it, and then address the particular facts and the applicable law that support this request. And Janelle, do you have the original site plan?
I have access to it. Just give me a minute.
It's okay. I mean, it's in the booklet that was sent out.
It's in the booklet.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
So we have the old...
You have both.
Okay.
And I'll explain. The original site plan, which is in the booklet, this was the application and the site plan that was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. It proposed 20 multifamily units contained in 6 buildings. And 4 of the buildings had 3 units each, and 2 of the buildings had 4 units each. And again, that is as shown on the plan that you have. The commission unanimously recommended approval of the conditional use, subject to several conditions. And the 2 most significant conditions reduced the number of units from 20 to 16 and required a 20-foot landscape buffer in compliance with the subdivision ordinance requirements. For the reasons I will explain, the applicant believes that the 20 units requested are appropriate. However, considering the reasons stated by the commission for the conditions that they recommended, and anticipating that the council would find the commission's reasoning to be compelling, the applicant accepted the commission's recommendations and has modified the site plan accordingly. So, Janelle, if you could go to the revised site plan. Blow that up a little bit. The revised site plan is substantially the same as the original plan, except for the following three revisions. The number of units have been reduced from 20 to 16. There will be 8 duplex buildings located, as shown on the plan there. And there will be a 20-foot landscape buffer along the east and the north perimeter of the property, and that would be the sides of the property adjacent to the Bethany Lakes development. The remainder of the site plan is basically identical to the original plan. The entrance is from Cedar Neck Road, and as you know, Delbet generally requires entrances to be lined up with entrances on the other side of the road, and that's the reason for that location. 5-foot sidewalks will be installed by the applicant along the site frontage on both Cedar Neck Road and Fred Hudson Road. You can see that there are 2 stormwater management areas, one along Fred Hudson Road that curves around the corner onto Cedar Neck Road, and a 2nd stormwater area along Cedar Neck Road at the north end of the site. Both of these stormwater areas are located between buildings and the road. And in addition to the stormwater management areas, these will be landscaped and present an attractive feature along the roadways. As you come into the site, to the south of the entrance will be an outdoor pool and pool house for the community. Approximately 1.19 acres of the 2.3-acre site will be in some form of open space, which is approximately 50% of the site. The internal drives will be private, constructed to county standards with curbs and gutters. Any street lighting will be designed for limited downward illumination. This will be a condominium, so there will be a condominium association responsible for collecting assessments, enforcing regulations, and maintaining the entrance, the drives, the stormwater areas, the pool, and other common areas. The development will be provided water for domestic and fire protection by Sussex Shores Water Company, which holds a certificate of public necessity to serve this area. And the company has indicated it is willing and able to provide public water for the development. The site is within the boundaries of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. It will be served as part of the county sewer system. The county engineering department confirmed by letter dated June 13th that connection to the county sewer system is mandatory, that there is adequate sewer capacity, and that Sussex County has the ability and is willing to provide service for 20 units to the site, which of course the 20 units was the original proposal. There are no wetlands located on the site, and the site is outside of the 100-year floodplain. The site does not contain any historic or cultural resources. There are no records of any federal listed or endangered species or habitat associated with the site. The stormwater management and sediment control facilities will be designed and constructed to meet or exceed DENREC regulations for quality and quantity. The system will utilize infiltration basins, green technology, and best management practices to reduce nitrogen and phosphorus loading by 40%. The site is within an excellent groundwater recharge area, so it is subject to the county's source water protection ordinance. The applicant will prepare an environmental assessment report ensuring that the post-development recharge quantity will meet or exceed the existing or pre-development recharge quantity. The proposed development will also meet the TMDL requirements for the Inland Bay's Indian River Bay watershed. DelDOT calculated that the original 20 units proposed would only generate about 110 vehicle trips per day, 10 in the morning peak hour and 14 in the evening peak hour, and that does not warrant a traffic impact study or operational analysis. And obviously, the 16 units will generate less than those numbers. The entrance will be constructed to DelDOT standards. It will include a right turn lane into the site. DelDOT does require a right-of-way dedication on both Cedar Neck Road and Fred Hudson Road to provide a 40-foot right-of-way from the center line. So that will be done. And in addition, the applicant will be granting a 15-foot permanent easement, and that will be the area in which the sidewalks will be constructed by the applicant. The site is in the Indian River School District, and fire service is provided by the Millville Volunteer Fire Company. Now, the original application requested 20 units, and that is a density of 8.4 units per acre. As I said, the Planning Commission recommended 16, as I said, we've accepted that and revised our plan to 16 units. That, for the record, is a density of 6.7 units per acre. Now, I know the density is always a touchy subject on zoning hearings, but I do want to state that each application that you consider must be reviewed and based on the facts and the law applicable to that particular application. And I think that based on the nature of the area and the land use regulations, we think that this requested 16 units application on this site is appropriate and in conformity with the comp plan and the zoning ordinance. And that also was the conclusion of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So first, I would ask you to consider the nature of the area. All of the land adjacent to and in the area surrounding our site is fully developed, and Mr. Cole can testify to that, since I think he's probably driven by this site many times every single day that he's in Sussex County for the last 30 years.
Oh, I've been in Sussex County 67 years.
But you only lived down the road here about 30 years, I believe.
35 years.
Anyway,
I'll get back to
you. I digress.
That's all I understand. No, you're right. I do go by 10 times a day.
Okay. So everything in this area has been fully developed.
I came to the Seaford, but it might not be true.
I've visited Seaford.
Our parcel would be what you would refer to as an infill parcel. Just for the record, this same parcel actually came before the council back in 2011. That applicant was seeking B1 zoning. That was change of zone number 1710. Both the Planning Commission and the council found that business use of this site would have an adverse impact on adjacent roads, and that the area residents had an expectation that the site would be developed for residential use. And the council denied that application. And again, our application today is proposing residential use. Now, as to the nature of the area, to the north of our property, the site borders a single-family lot that's located in the Bethany Lakes development. On the west, the boundary is the Cedar Neck Road. Across Cedar Neck Road is the multifamily development of Bayside at Bethany Lakes. And to the west of Bayside at Bethany Lakes is the multifamily development Sunset Harbor. On the south side of the site is Fred Hudson Road. Across Fred Hudson Road is the Salt Pond RPC development, and that is a mixture of single-family and multifamily buildings. Part of that RPC and directly across the road from our site is the commercial part of the Salt Pond RPC. And if you remember, an RPC can have a certain amount of commercial use. So that's the commercial part of the RPC, and that's comprised now of the Hawker supermarket, and there's also a gas station there. To the east of our site is the Bayside Lakes development. And Janelle, can you just blow that up a little bit? And the land directly along our eastern boundary that Janelle's marking there, that is land that's actually owned by the Bethany Lakes Community Association, and that is the location of the community's recreation facilities. And you can see from the photo that the rec parcel actually includes, I think it's a 15,000 square foot clubhouse, a large outdoor swimming pool and deck, a playground, two tennis courts or multi-purpose courts, and a parking lot. So you can see there's quite a variety of existing uses surrounding the site. I would say I was a little bit surprised when I heard one of the letters comment that Bethany Lakes was concerned with the recreational amenity on the proposed site, since their entire recreational amenity is next to our property. So I don't see any validity to that comment. In addition to the Bethany Lakes development, and the recreational facility next to us and the supermarket and gas station across the street, there are several higher density residential developments in the area. As I mentioned, to the west across Cedar Neck Road are the developments of Bayside at Bethany Lakes and Sunset Harbor. Bayside has a net density, and when I say net density, I'm saying if you subtract 16.7 acres of unbuildable state and federal wetlands from that development. So I'm saying that's the net density, and that would be 5.6 units to the acre. Sunset Harbor next to that has a density of 9.8 units to the acre. If you go north on Cedar Neck Road past our site, there's another development, Cedar Bay, which is a multifamily development that has a density of 11.9 units per acre. Just past Cedar Bay is the Bethany Grand multifamily development with a density of 10.6 units to the acre. And then a little further north at Hickman Road is the Magnolias multifamily development, and that has a density of 11.4 units per acre in addition to Magnolias Restaurant.
Formally.
Formally, is it formally? I didn't realize this.
Yeah, new restaurant.
Oh.
Big Fish.
Detail.
What's it called?
Big Fish.
Oh, is it Big Fish?
Big Fish Grill, yeah.
Let me just clarify some things for the rest of the council. The Sunset was Harbor was the old trailer park.
Lindley Village.
Lindley Village, and they had all those lots. They had a bunch of lots that were already recorded, right, and identified as lots in that place, right?
I think they were leased, yeah, leased
they
lots.
They were leased, but they were all, yeah. they were plotted and recorded as lots under the grandfathered in under the old, whatever.
I don't even remember.
Anyway, that's why we got the density of that, because they had those lots already pre-recorded when they converted it from trailers to townhouses. Cedar Bay was zoned C1, which permits 12 units to the acre, and the other one was a marina district, which is also permits. Magnolias is also commercial, which permitted in the old days under C1 the 12 units to the acre. So under up and down Cedar Neck Road, could you point out anything that was zoned MR or AR1 that ended up getting similar densities?
I just went with the ones that I saw. Now, okay. I will say this. What I'm representing is whether they were C1 or whether they were AR1,
right.
They're there.
Although
that density is there today, and it's been there for some time, so that may be the derivation of it, right. But the density's there. So they're basically the facts. That's the nature of the area. That's what's surrounding the site. Now, under the law, the zoning ordinance, the property, as I said, is zoned MR, medium density residential. Most of the land on the east side of Cedar Neck Road is zoned MR, and most of the land on the west side of Cedar Neck Road is zoned GR, and then interspaced within that are a number of commercial, and back then they were C1 parcels. So it's a higher density area. The MR zoning does permit multifamily dwellings, of course, as a conditional use. Under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the site is designated as being in the environmentally sensitive development area. And as you well know, that's a growth area under the plan. What makes this property somewhat unique is that it is also in a second growth area under the plan, and that's the mixed residential area. Now, that is significant for your consideration of this application, because the comp plan states guidelines that apply to future growth in the mixed residential area. And those guidelines state that as permitted uses, a full range of housing types are appropriate, including townhouse and multifamily units, that central water and sewer facilities are strongly encouraged, and that a density of up to 12 units per acre for multifamily housing is appropriate. Now, as I said, our revised proposal does have central water and county sewer. We're proposing a density of 16 units, being 6.7 units per acre, which is well under the maximum stated in the plan. So in closing, considering the zoning in the area, the provisions of the comprehensive plan, the existing uses surrounding the site, and I think that's very important, because the existing uses for Bethany Lakes, with the recreation, the somewhat substantially sized recreation facility immediately adjacent to the site, it's going to affect how you can use this property, and I think it makes this property more appropriate for higher density. I think and to be honest with you, I think I actually represented the developer for Bethany Lakes, but at that time, that was that proposal. If that was brought in today, I think the rec facility would have to be centrally located in the development so that its impact was more on the development itself as opposed to being on a neighbor. And then again, we have commercial uses directly across the street. And then again, the densities I mentioned, regardless of what their zone, they are the densities in the area. And obviously there's numerous multifamily communities located nearby. So we believe that the proposed 16 units is an appropriate use of this infill parcel. We request your approval based again on the findings and subject to the conditions recommended by the Planning Commission. And that would conclude my presentation. And again, we will try to answer any questions you might have.
Jim, the most recent approval was right down the street there on the left in on Cedar Neck Road, and it was a 4-acre parcel. Then I think they added a small parcel was added to it, and it had been approved for 16 units a number of years ago, and it expired through that expiration thing we had anyway. And then it was purchased and came in for an application, had I think an additional parcel added to it, and got like I think 19 units. That's the most recent down there. These other things you're pointing out are quite a few years old. And that is the busiest intersection. The turning lane, which I am very familiar with, coming off of Cedar Neck onto Fred Hudson, as you're coming, heading, I guess, south, is not long enough, and the cars back up on weekends. Cars back up on Saturdays and stuff, right from Fred Hudson and Coastal Highway all the way down right to in front of G&E. We're having a terrible traffic problem there. So I'm just wondering why you think the additional density, other than just that we've got some old approvals in the general area that permitted higher densities, and part of it was because our old zoning of C1 permitted and the marina district permitted it. And we were told other things. We were told we were getting a marina. We were told we were getting a shopping center, and we ended up with 12 units to the acre, which was permitted, and that's what they did. But on the most recent, like I said, is about 4 units to the acre, I think, right down the street.
Yeah, and
so give me other than the neighbors, the properties right here, which are older approvals, is there any other reasons you can think of why we should upzone this property?
Starting, and I think the visual there is what my point is. This is an infill parcel. Right now, these are two lots with two houses on it. People who own them for years and years and years. This is an infill parcel. Everything in that area has been developed, everything around it, at different densities, at different commercial uses. This site, as I said, it's adjacent to Bethany Lakes, but Bethany Lakes has the rec facility immediately adjacent to it, the grocery store and the gas station directly across Fred Hudson Road from it, and there's multifamily use on the other side of the road. To me, that makes this appropriate for higher density. I understand that the other application down the street might have been at a lower per acre density, but as I said, every application has to be viewed by the facts of that application, and that's why we thought on this application, we thought 20 was appropriate. Like I said, we accepted the reduction from the Planning Commission, and again, to back that up, all I can tell you is that I certainly look at the comprehensive plan. And I see what it says, and I know that the law says that has the force of law, and I see the plan that was approved by the county council and approved by the state of Delaware, and it says density of up to 12 units per acre, 12 units per acre can be appropriate.
Can be appropriate.
Doesn't mean you get 12. But, and what I'm saying is, at this case, based on these facts, 6.7, I think is appropriate. You may agree, you may disagree, and that's obviously your job. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Mr. Fuquay, do you have any other witnesses or anything else to add?
Questions.
Okay, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, if you want to come on down, please. Then you can come down in a second.
Good afternoon. My name is Thomas Haug, H-A-U-G, and I live at 38362 Virginia Drive, Bethany Lakes. I am the president of the board of directors of Bethany Lakes, And we do have some opposition. I stand here in opposition to the entire project. Hearing and not responding to what I just heard, because something was doesn't mean something is or it's better than it is. We had addressed the Planning and Zoning Commission with our concerns in writing, and I believe I hand-carried copies of an updated version of that to this board 2 weeks ago or a week ago or something like that.
It would have been included in the packet.
So I'm not going to read what I've given to you in writing. I'm sure you've done that, but I would like to point out a few things and sort of update some comments if possible. The development, the rezoning from single family to multi-family in this area, as was pointed out by board members and others, will add significantly to gridlock that we have on basically what is 3-4 country roads. They were built a long time ago. They have not a lot of room to pass. It's not like 26 where you can add another lane, and eminent domain is poison in anybody's language. Infrastructure is our big concern, whether it is trafficability, and we would like to see and would want to see a DLDOT study that was completed after 2009, because since then there's been a ton of houses out Cedar Neck built. And the study should be taken at maximum density, not minimum. You don't build a road for minimums, you build it for maximum. Likewise, the storm water runoff and the sewage systems. I don't know what the word is. But, so those were pointed out on our letter. So I don't want to get into those. I would just like to have an official rather than anecdotal remarks about how much traffic we have there. And so that's what I put in my letter, our letter. And the major issue we have is the buffer. What's not been stated is these townhouses are going to be 42 feet tall. That's a pretty big townhouse. It's going to be within 13 to 20 feet of those houses directly in front of it. Presently, there's a buffer put in by the landowners years ago when Bethany Lakes was created, so they wouldn't see Bethany Lakes. Well, Lord willing, and a lot of rain, those trees have grown over 25 feet, and that's a wonderful buffer. We'd like to keep that. We would like to have consideration of a redrawing of the second generation of plat. So as, and can I walk over there and point out where? Yeah, there you go. What this shows is right on the property line some trees. We have, the owners here have a buffer of those 25 foot tall spruce trees right around in here that would be wonderful if kept. And what we're saying is, could you reduce to 12 and eliminate these two, leaving that buffer and much more land for stormwater runoff, or put these over here. So we keep that buffer. This buffer, I guess, is going to stay, but it doesn't leave much backyard for people living in these houses. So this is a pretty picture, but until you see dimensions on a drawing of where things are, where they're intended to be, it's a pretty picture. We're not averse to having townhomes in there. Wonderful people live there, and it'll give a chance to run the community in that tax base. But it will be a drawing on a trafficability and the stormwater runoff, which is, beginning of the year, was very consequential to us because we are in a floodplain. And to the east of us, the little stream of water there, that's just wetlands to the ocean, to the river water. And we get an awful lot of run back. I guess we get the run back. That's not a word, but water doesn't go far. we don't have a good perk system there. So that's our concerns. And trying to be factual about it rather than anecdotal, that's our main concern.
Okay.
And we would wish the board consider that and consider the fact that since DLDOT did a trafficability study, that the number of houses up Cedar Neck and all you see on the left-hand side are brand new. They weren't done. They weren't there then. And I live at a point where I look out by that window and see. And that's because I live there. And I can see it. And this is habitually backed up. Both ways. Well, not both ways. It was July 4th. And that's maximum. This is always back there because we come out of back gate or we try to get out here. So does everybody in Salt Pond. There's a lot of people in here. There's 88 families here. I have no idea how many people are over here. But there's an awful lot of people in this intersection of four country roads. And there's not a lot of room to expand that or put clover loops or flyovers. The location of this, I hate to say it, but it's there. It was approved and passed, and whether we put it there or in the middle of some ponds, that was approved and it's moving forward. Another difference that I want to correct is this is Bethany Lakes. This is Bethany Lakes Bayside. It's a different community. We're not associated in any way. They don't use our stuff and we don't use theirs. So that's really all I have and my conclusions. Obviously, you can read them, and I think they just echo what I've said. So I don't want to take any more of your time, other than the fact that if you've read the way our local papers all of last month had headlines about the trafficability, what are we going to do with it? And that's the infrastructure. That's a major portion of the infrastructure to draw to come here. I came from Washington, D.C. because I wanted to get away from the traffic. Well, I'm just one person, but, you know, the beach in this area is wonderful. We'd like to use it. And we don't want to say, gee, I'm here now, nobody else. But I think we should have control over the amount of growth to the existing infrastructure. Because it's expensive to do infrastructure. It's hard to do it once there's homes and parking lots and stores and the like. So we just encourage you to consider the infrastructure and our request for keeping the existing buffer. Because if those 25-foot tall spruce trees come out and you plant new trees, you're going to be 6 feet tall. And I won't be around when they're... And I just don't know what to tell. And I talk to this man almost daily, the man, Warren Stone. Lives here, and these two people, they're pulling their hair out. They don't know what to do. What are you doing to us? We have this beautiful community, and now we're not. So I have to go back and answer, and I hope you will consider our requests and our input. Yes.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. There is I'm reading our comments here. There was a comment made, I don't believe it was by you, but maybe you're familiar with it, but about the pump station overloads. It says, especially on July 4th and other days, it smells. Do you have any familiarity with that?
Yes.
Issue? Could you talk about it?
Just yes, it's not on that that photo. It's up further where...
Maybe I'll bring Holmes in.
Good. Thank you.
Where is the pump station that they're referring to? Is it in your subdivision?
It's right here.
Okay.
It's not our land. It's their...
No, I understand.
Not ours.
Okay.
But these families enjoy some really difficult situations at times. And this is an old
full-time residency.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, come the 4th of July, Labor Day, it gets pretty intense in that area. And within the last, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, they were in and put another whatever they have there to pump stuff
right,
out.
Right, right, right.
But again, it's still not full-time residence. And on the first plat...
Excuse me, unless you're pointing something at the map, could you stay here, please?
We're on tape, yeah.
You're on the record. You're on the record. Got to hear you.
Okay, sorry. we overloaded ourselves. And if that 16 or hopefully 12 homes ties into that, we're quite sure more than those three families are going to be enjoying that runoff.
Okay, no, that's good. Now, I just wanted to know, and Janelle, do we have anything from the engineering department at this time about referencing any kind of problems on Cedar Neck with our pump stations?
No, we have information from them saying there is capacity.
There's capacity, okay, but okay, we might want
to ask. Or there's the ability to serve this development,
okay,
if approved.
Okay, but nothing referencing problems. Nobody's asked them that, though.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right.
And I do know they've been going through a program to upgrade information.
Much of our pump stations are having some issues, right?
And they're being upgraded to address some of those concerns.
Yeah, and that's what we ask. Just have the county tell us that it is sufficient. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we live by. And it's we just wish it would not be anecdotal.
It should be all right.
Right. Thank you.
Wait, any other question? Janelle, could you bring that thing in closer to... Okay. So what are on your side of the property where the complex is? What's that? Trees also there?
Yeah, we have those. We put those trees in the front. Yeah, right where you that.
Okay.
Up on the top. Can I walk over there?
Sure.
Yeah.
If you just mention it, I can.
Oh, okay.
I just need you.
This is the big cedars.
Okay.
Right.
The parcel is not just the yellow outline.
No, it's the yellow and the other one.
And the yellow one, right. Why don't we have them all in yellow? Just
the way the system works is you can only select one at a time.
I got you.
So virtually you have, I guess, no buffer.
Good.
Up by the tennis courts or whatever.
Yes. There's been some growth in there lately. And not much, but
a little bit.
You know, we don't have a lot of need for... I mean, there are trees there, but it's a tennis court.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, there was another gentleman back here.
Thank you. Sure. Hello, my name is Michael Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. I live in Bethany Preserve, which is... right off Hickman at the Fresh Pond entrance, the Hickman Road entrance to the Fresh Pond State Park, 30911 Fresh Pond Drive. Hickman, as you know, dead ends at Fresh Pond Park. it's interesting, this zoning request came to my attention just a couple weeks ago. And after looking at it and listening to the tapes, recordings of your Planning and Zoning Commission, I got concerned enough that I thought I'd come and voice my opinion. But several issues. It seems that you have a wonderful opportunity with this little infill project, which seems to minimize its impact. You have a wonderful opportunity to walk the talk about development in Sussex County and problems with infrastructure, problems with traffic, problems with sewer pumping and capacities. It's interesting that I found out 15 minutes before I walked in that the applicant has requested to downgrade, I guess, their request. All of my math was done on 20 units, and I'm not good at math. So if you'll excuse me, I may have one or two things wrong here. But what your history does not prove out are the unintended consequences that we're seeing today. The history of your zoning regulations. So any reference to zoning strictures that are more than 5 years old, I don't think anyone should pay attention to, let alone build a case on. But I've heard character of the neighborhood. I grew up as an adult in Columbia, Maryland, the home of restrictive covenants, and I worked for the Rouse Company. So I've watched a little bit of development go on in Maryland. My brother and I walked down Cedar Neck Road in 1968 from the campground down there off Sandy Cove, the Jumps. And we'd walk into Bethany and get a watermelon and eat it under the boardwalk. So I've seen a little bit on Cedar Neck Road. The character of the neighborhood has changed, and not in a good way. Infill project is not a good way to characterize this. I would prefer that you would look at this project, whether it's 16 units or 20 units, examine these projects in the context of what they are. These aren't homes. And I heard that term used a lot on beach replenishment. And by the way, I've been permanently here since we bought the place in 2012. My parents have lived in Georgetown, right down here on Race Street, for 35 years. But these aren't homes. And I can tell you that from walking the beach up to Matt's Fish Camp, from walking through these developments, they're ghost towns in the winter. They're investment properties. They're investment engines. They're businesses. And as such, whether this is 16 units or 20 units, or whether Bethany Lakes has a problem on Washington's birthday versus the 4th of July, the loads that we have to look at, both in vehicles, traffic, sewage capacity, sidewalks, jogging paths, are the loads at when it's maxed out with capacity here. And against those loads, all of these measurements fail. And I'll give you an idea. Gerald Hocker and I talked. Gerald and I are neighbors and friends. We talked about this last year. I didn't see it this year. Might have been 4th of July weekend. I took my bike, rode up to the intersection of Coastal Highway and Fred Hudson Road, turned around, and rode back, and counted every car that was stopped there. Thank you, I think it was George, for your observation on what
happened. I was in that line of cars.
May have been.
Mm-hmm. I saw a guy counting.
And there were 81 cars, 81 cars before you reached the west exit of Salt Pond. And they were backed up around onto the coming northbound on Cedar Neck or Central, as it is, whichever you may call it there. So they were halfway into the turn, and people coming southbound from Cedar Neck were attempting to turn left onto Fred Hudson and stopped in the middle of the intersection. Now, again, it's a little infill project, isn't it? Here's what I see in that infill project. If it's 20 units, 19 of them will be rented in the summer. And 19 rental units don't each have two cars. They do not. They'll have four to six. Four to six cars out onto Cedar Neck or Fred Hudson is going to be somewhere between 60 and 114 vehicles. And that's not just one trip. And my question would be, where do they all park? Are you prepared to manage them parking out on Cedar Neck Road or on Fred Hudson? And I could be wrong. Maybe it's not 19 of 20. Maybe it's 15 of 16. Or maybe it's 8. But those are the unintended consequences of a little infill project at the intersection of Cedar Neck and Fred Hudson. The character of the neighborhood, to me, is not a rationale. I understand it's a legal fallback to rely on. Now, the character of the neighborhood isn't a good premise to add that volume, that traffic load onto Cedar Neck. All the adjacent land is fully developed. I heard that here this morning. It's an infill parcel. It's appropriate for higher density. I don't think any of those are appropriate in 2018. And we can quibble about the boundary or the height of the evergreen green trees from immediately impacted adjacent folks. And I don't know if those immediately impacted folks are full-timers or not. My guess is, and I would concur with the gentleman from Bethany Lakes, that fewer than half of Bethany Lakes, probably 20% of their properties, are owner-occupied the entire year. Mine are based on observations during the entire year. They're not homes. They're rental properties. And God knows, I'm not opposed to rental properties, but those are the consequences that we see here that are contributing to the breakdown in infrastructure. I think in this process, if you don't mind me saying, I would like all of you to put your full-time resident hat on and say that you live up Cedar Neck somewhere. 365 days a year, you live there. And if you do that and then listen to the recordings of your Planning and Zoning Commission, and you hear the comments back and forth between your Planning and Zoning Commission members and your developer applicants and their attorneys, you might be disappointed at that banter and at what I heard as groupthink, where when they were asked, do you have any questions? No questions. Do you have any questions? No questions. Do you have any questions? No questions. This is history. We did all this years ago. What that says to me is some people haven't learned anything in those years ago when some of these projects were initially considered. And I heard that in this arena for this small project. And let us not forget that the next hearing you're conducting adds another 75 units less than a mile up the road. And those same multipliers that I use on 20 units or 16 units, you can then apply to 75 units up the road if you accept the concept that these are not owner fully occupied units. It's the person who says, the person from Washington, D.C., who says, honey, let's buy it, we'll rent it until we move there. That's what you have. So I would say that as you're listening to input from your Planning and Zoning Council, that you filter that a little bit from the perspective of a full-time owner who is up and down that road every day and up and down Coastal Highway every day multiple times and back and forth on Fred Hudson every day. The 4 year ago at a reconstruction of Atlantic Avenue and its detour onto Central worked marvelously, funneling traffic up to us to turn right on Fred Hudson to avoid that totem pole intersection. It worked like a charm, and it's still working. And we see a manifestation of that every day in our neighborhoods. I hope you'll reconsider the application in its entirety and reject it. I'm opposed to it. I'm not speaking for the Bethany Preserve neighborhood, but I don't think it should be approved. Thank you for taking the time to listen and consider.
Thank you.
Thank you.